Happy Halloween. This is Princess Bethany, your spooky chick with a big dick. For more free audios, visit my website at boobwithaboner.com. You should be really proud of yourself that you made it this far. Anyway, here we are, and the end begins with a legend. Every year, the ladies of Enchantrix pick one special camper to give very special gift to, and this gift is a doll. And legend has it that if you bury this doll at the cemetery near the edge of camp while thinking of your greatest sexual fantasy, she will come to life and grant you that fantasy. But you have to be careful what you wish for. Your cabin mate pats you on the shoulder, startling you from your daydream. I saw you sneak out last night. You did it, didn't you? You buried that doll. Your face turns red, giving you away before you can think of a reply. I knew you were gonna do it. Fuck! I'm so jealous. Camp legend or not, if there was even a slither of truth to that legend, my ass would have been out of that cemetery last night too. The doll he was referring to was a gift from Duchess Willow. She had given it to you the day before. A beautiful, enchanted doll. She carved it for you by hand, for the virgin boy. The doll had an otherworldly quality to it. Long dark hair and toffee-colored skin. Her eyes were large and dark and stared back at you as if they could see your deepest, darkest secrets. It really was an odd gift. Not like it was going to help you with your virgin status, but still, a gift from the Duchess was no small gesture. Thinking that, you feel sort of regretful for leaving the doll buried in the cold ground of the cemetery. You felt silly for even entertaining the idea of that urban legend. With that thought, you make the decision to retrieve it tonight while everyone is at the party. You will sneak into the cemetery and reclaim your beautiful treasure. Later that evening, the Enchantrix Halloween party is in full swing. The ladies are dressed to the nines in costumes that are both sexy and terrifying, and the men are serving in suits and ties. It was a CFNM party. The only part of you that was actually wearing a tie was your cock. Yes, they made you wear a little tuxedo on your dick, and it was evident to everyone as to why you are still a virgin, and more than a few giggles and outright laughter followed in your wake. With everyone distracted, you made your way through the woods to the cemetery and quickly found the spot where you buried the doll. Not wanting to be out there any longer than necessary, you waste no time digging in search of her. Digging and digging around in the dirt and finding nothing? Where was it? You were sure that this was the spot. You shiver suddenly, getting a chill. You decide that maybe digging around in the dark a second time in 1 week wasn't a good idea. And coming back tomorrow before leaving camp would be smarter. You stand up to leave and let out a yelp when you realize you're not alone. There is a woman standing there in front of you, staring at you with her head tilted to the side and standing very still. How long had she been there? What are you looking for? She asked. Her husky voice seemed to flow in soft whispers around you. Small fangs peeked out from between her lips as she spoke. Something about her seemed both familiar and unsettling at the same time. You don't remember seeing her anywhere at camp.
Well, I wasn't looking for anything. I was looking for something, but it's not here.
so I'm just gonna go.
I belong to you, she says, her lips spreading in a predatory smile.
I am here to fulfill your greatest desire.
She cocks her head to the side. Is that not something you want?
Seeing that you're rendered speechless, she smiles widely this time, her fangs on full display. Is that not why you buried me here in the cemetery?
Those eyes, the same eyes that belong to...
Wait. No, it couldn't be. It was your voodoo doll only. She was not a doll.
Now it's time to run. You don't even see her move. One minute you're poised to run, and the next she's straddling your face with her knees pinning your arms by her head. And in a lightning-fast move, she pierces your neck with her razor-sharp fangs, marking you, branding you. And when she finally pulls away, she runs her small pink tongue over her fangs, as if memorizing the way you taste. Then she pulls off her dress, revealing a distended, engorged cock. The veiny organ was as thick as your forearm, and the head was drooling copious amounts of pre-cum. Having to use both hands to handle it, she stroked it, eyeing you hungrily. She slapped her meaty dick across your face, clear as sticky pre-cum oozing out and running down your cheek. You open your mouth, desperate to convince her that this must be some kind of mistake, a misunderstanding. But she only uses that as an opportunity to shove her obscenely swollen cock into your mouth. She pulls out and shoves herself back in with a groan and begins to use your mouth roughly, the cum in her balls slashing around as they bounce up and down on your chin before spewing out, coating your throat and your face. She stands up and looks down at you. Her dick was still hard. As I said, she growls, pushing your legs up over your head so that your ass is exposed and your stiff penis is pointed at your face. You look up at her in all of her terrifying glory, her massive cock still hard. I belong to you, and you belong to me. I am going to fuck you and grant you your greatest desire. And when I'm done with you, no one will laugh at you for being a virgin ever again. And with that, she begins stuffing her fat voodoo cock into you, her chilling laughter filling the night. The next morning, you wake up to the sounds of your cabin mates packing up to leave camp. Was it all a dream? Trying to convince yourself that the disappointment you're feeling is really relief, you go to swing yourself out of bed, only to find it's very hard to move. Your body feels sore and used. You decide to lie back down for a few minutes to get your bearings, but when you do, something sharp pokes you in the back. You look down on the bed to see the voodoo doll looking back at you, her serene smile now curved into a smirk, with a trace of blood on her lips.
Well, it seems like somebody was deflowered, and now that you are marked by this voodoo doll, there is no escaping her clutches. This is Princess Bethany at babewithaboner.com. I hope you enjoyed this twisted Halloween tale, and I'm wishing everyone a very safe, fun, and sexy Halloween.